Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we have another brand new episode here of Gamertag Radio, and I'm here with Ree, and this one is also from Annapurna, and it's called The Lost Wild. There was so many lost something, lost words, lost this, lost that, but this is The Lost Wild.
In the case. Lost this is Wild.
The Lost Wild. We got to see this, I believe, was a Summer Game Fest presentation. This one, it's a, think of it as a survival horror game, but there's dinosaurs in there. So this game is coming out in 2027, and this is from the developer Great Ape Games.
Great Ape Games.
That's what I just said. Okay. All right. So, and this is published by Annapurna. And yeah, Ree got the chance to play it. I couldn't because of timing, but please, Ree, you're not into horror games. This is a survivor horror game. So it looks like you gave it a chance. Am I correct?
So to clarify, it was a hands-off demo, so I did not play.
Oh, okay, hands-off, okay.
And I don't know that I would use the word horror, truly. I think it's more of a survival, it's like a stealth game. And I don't want to say stealth action, because the action is sneaking away. So not really much action to it, more strategy. So I guess I'll back up a second, because Great Ape really made a point to communicate that the dinosaurs you are avoiding, I don't even want to say running from, because if you run, you'll die. But the dinosaurs you are avoiding are not monsters. They're animals, right? They are just animals, and you're in their cage. And you wake up unaware of what's going on. You don't know how you got there. You're playing the character Saskia, and she has an idea of, you know, the world. Like, she recognizes radio equipment and cars, so she's not completely oblivious to things, but she doesn't know what's going on here or how she got there or who she's even supposed to be trying to find. She just knows she should try to find people, because that's the logical next step when you wake up alone, right? So in the demo, she wakes up, she's getting her bearings, she finds a flashlight. She's like, okay, I gotta go towards that structure that looks like a human might be there. That's it. That's all you got. You don't have a map. You don't have weapons, of course. You don't have anything. You're just creeping around in the jungle. You can turn on your flashlight, but again, animals will see it. So if you want to remain hidden, you have a meter at the top of your screen that shows how visible you are when there's dinosaurs around, and you're trying your best to make sure that eyeball is closed. You don't want anybody to be able to see you. You do interact with a few people in the demo. The first is some kind of a scientist or lab worker. He's wearing a hazmat suit, and he's trying to get a broken down truck to work again, but he's making a lot of noise, and he's got these huge floodlights on, and you're like, hey, can you help me? And you're not speaking the same language, and he's not coming towards you like in a friendly way, but then all of a sudden a dinosaur comes and eats him. And then you're like, oh snap. So you hide while this guy gets eaten, and that part is pretty horrific. But then the dinosaur kind of like loops away, and you're like, okay, well, don't want that to happen to me. And it's sort of the game's way of warning you, like, if you're seen, you're dead. So once again, there's no action in this game. You're not gonna forge some kind of a sphere and then go against this Dilophosaurus or whatever. Like, you are hiding. And as you try to get to the next checkpoint or this next building that you see, you have to actually crawl into its cage. And so you're like, oh snap. And obviously the gates have broken down and it has free reign of this jungle, but you're going into its house. So you're in its house. There's some kind of research trailer there that you're going to try to go in and get a key card for, so you can open the next gate to get to some radio tower that you see in the distance. And you got to grab a coffee mug and like throw it against a truck so it goes over to that sound. And then you creep around behind it and pray it doesn't turn around and hear you or see you. And so it's very much stealth kind of a game. As you get to the gate, you try to get through it as fast as you can so that it doesn't hear the bells going off or see the lights flashing and come chase you down. And there are manual saves in this game. which are also very loud and attract enemies. And so you could be, you know, you put your little key card in and you're typing in your data to save the game. But if while you're doing that, one of the dinosaurs spots you, it's going to come stop you. And you didn't get your save in. So it's high, high risk type of engagement in these stealth sequences. And the other person that we interacted with in the demo was somebody on a radio who's saying like, hey, like things are really bad out here. We've lost everybody. Come meet me at this place. And then you're like, all right, so now I have a new goal. And that's pretty much the end of the demo. I won't spoil some of the supernatural things that might seem to be going on in the background, which once again, this is an Annapurna Interactive game. So there's always more than meets the eye. But yeah, this is very much you are prey. You are not fighting. You are not an action hero. You're not going to become, you know, the Ian Malcolm of this world. Like you are absolutely scrambling around in the brush trying not to be seen. And it is stressful.
And how long was this presentation, by the way?
Sorry?
How long was this presentation?
I think it was about 30 minutes, but 30 between minutes. The explanation and, you know, the setup and then watching about 20 minutes of gameplay.
Yeah, yeah. And they had like, because I went to a Silent Hill presentation and it was very dark. They had smoke while they're presenting. Like, did it have like that type of vibe to it inside the theater?
It was dark. It was a big, huge projector screen, and we had headphones so that we could be locked into the audio. So they definitely made it a very moody interaction.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
So this is coming out. Any dates or anything, Berkeley?
They're saying PS5 and Windows 2027. So we got some time before we get our hands on this ourselves. Mm-hmm. But this is a single-player game. It's just you and these dinosaurs.
All right. Well, there you go, guys. Thanks to Annapurna for inviting us.
And that's the Lost Wild, because everybody keeps trying to say the Lost World.
No, the Last Wild. Oh, the Lost Wild. There you go.
The Lost Wild.
The Lost Wild. Too many wild. Too many lost. It's all good. All right, one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure to stay tuned. We have more coming up here on GTR.